J-Rockers Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia. This is the J-Rock Sessions.
Hello and welcome to the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros. This show is all about the Japanese rock music scene.
We tell you all about what it's like being a rock band too.
I'm Yohei, the singer of a Japanese rock band called Alexandros.
I'm Hiro and I play the bass. This week we will tell you about the rainy season in Japan and we will also take a look at the latest J-Rock chart.
Oh, rainy season has just started in Japan.
It sucks, huh?
Yeah, I know. You're listening to the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros and SBS Pop Asia. If you wanted to know what happens backstage with the band, this is the perfect show for you.
You want to find out about the latest J-Rock news? We've got you covered, and you can ask us a question about music, about the band, about a song, or just about anything.
Use the hashtag SBS Pop Asia Alexandros on Twitter, and we'll get your questions later in the show.
Yep, so... Mm-hmm. It's the rainy season in Japan.
Yeah, I know.
It really sucks.
Yeah, we should always have to bring our umbrella. Mm-hmm. And we have to care about what kind of clothes we have to wear.
Mm-hmm. And shoes you wear.
Yeah, exactly. You can't wear those expensive shoes, don't you think?
Nope, you should not.
I know.
Well, it kind of depends on what part of Japan you're at, but
yeah.
In Tokyo, rainy season is usually from mid-June to mid-July.
Exactly, June, which includes my birthday.
Yes.
I hope people will not forget about it. Mm-hmm. So, do you like rain? I mean, I wonder if Australia has rainy season like us.
Do they?
So, you want to find out?
Yeah, sure.
This is not from stuff. I'm going to read it, okay? Mm-hmm. Due to the size of the continent, which is really big, there's not one single seasonal calendar for the entire Australia.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, I can see that. Mm-hmm. But in the northern tropics, wet season called monsoon season lasts over 6 months. Wow. Between November and March.
You know what? I never want to live there. The rainy season lasts for 6 months, right?
Yeah, but I heard that rainy season in Australia is not like Japanese one. I mean, Japanese rain will continue from morning to night, right?
It continues forever, man.
In Australia, they say that rain just come and go.
Oh, okay.
Really quickly.
So it's like squalls?
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe like a rain in Hawaii, maybe.
That's great.
Cool. You don't really have to bring those umbrellas, maybe.
Okay.
You can always get wet and you can just dry out afterwards.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
That's cool. I know.
I hope it's not too humid, though.
Yeah, I know. Because, once you get humid, I mean, it's really hot in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So, you get wet by your sweat and rain, so.
Yeah. It really sucks, man. Cool. And you have to care about your hair getting curly and stuff.
Curly, yeah, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but please don't forget about my birthday.
Yeah.
It's in June.
When is it?
22nd.
Yes.
Yeah, you know that, man. We're Alexandros, and you're on SBS Pop Asia's J-Rock Sessions. Tweet us if you have a request at the hashtag SBS Pop Asia Alexandros.
This weekend, we will be playing a festival in Miyako Island called Miyako Island Rock Festival 2016.
It's a festival held in Southern Resort Island, which is in Okinawa.
Yep.
Theme is Save the Sea, See the Sky, where we'll be playing with Brackman, Mono Eyes, One Ok Rock, and more.
Yep.
And this is not from stuff. Miyako Island is located 300 kilometers south of Okinawa mainland. The island is known for some of Japan's best beaches and great for snorkeling and diving in the coral reefs. A subtropical climate provides mild weather year-round.
Yep. I love Okinawa, but I've never been to Miyako Island before.
Oh, really? I've been there.
Really?
It was really cool, yeah.
Oh, great, man.
I mean, Okinawa's got really, really good island around the mainland, Ishigaki Island, Taketomijima, and everything.
Yeah.
So maybe some Japanese people think we don't really have to go to Hawaii or Guam, those resort places outside Japan.
Yeah.
Because you can always enjoy your beach in this Okinawa prefecture.
Yeah, in Okinawa without preparing your passport.
Exactly. I mean, it's really close from Tokyo. 2 hours maybe?
2 to 3
maybe. 2 or 3, yeah, maybe. Well, it's really fun having gig in those kind of resort places, you mean.
Yeah, this is the first time. I'm really excited about it. But I didn't know that Miyako Island is 300 kilometers away from the mainland of Okinawa.
Wow, yeah, that's far.
That's pretty far, huh?
Yeah.
Whoa. So what do you know about Miyako Island?
Well, there's a famous snake in Okinawa called Hub.
That's pretty scary.
I don't know how you call it in English, Hub. Well, it's a poison snake, I guess.
Yeah,
And it's really dangerous, but... Mm-hmm. In this Miyako Island, there's no Hub.
Oh, really?
Snake, so it's really safe.
Okay. Safe island, huh?
Safe island. And they got the really beautiful sea.
Yep.
And it's really close to Taiwan.
Yeah, it is. It's right next to Taiwan.
Exactly. It's almost Taiwan.
Yeah. I've never been to Miyako before, but I heard that there are some great resorts there.
Yeah, they do.
Really expensive ones.
Expensive ones, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Really want to visit there.
We would like to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically summer throughout the year, so warm. So
warm.
Yeah, you can always enjoy swimming. Mm-hmm. Sounds kind of fun.
Yeah. This is the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia, and it's time to answer questions.
Use the hashtag SBS Pop Asia Alexandros on Twitter so we can find them. You can also leave your questions on our Facebook.
All right, let's check out today's question from Mira.
Hello, Mira.
I want to go to karaoke in Japan and sing Alexandros' song. Thanks very much.
Cool.
Which one is the easiest to sing? They all sound pretty difficult. Also, if you go to karaoke, what's your favorite song to sing?
Oh.
Well, my recommendation is maybe Dracula.
Dracula.
Yeah. First of all, it doesn't have a very high note.
Okay.
And it includes English and both Japanese, mm-hmm. so maybe you can understand. Mm-hmm. You can easily remember it.
Okay.
Yeah, the melody.
Okay.
So I think Dracula
okay.
is there.
That's your recommendation?
That's the easiest one to sing, I guess.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My recommendation is You're So Sweet and I Love You.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Or Forever Young, if she's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty high for guys to sing, but
maybe it is. We haven't been to karaoke recently.
Nope, not at all.
Because our job is to sing, so
correct.
We don't want to pay to sing. I want to get paid when I sing. So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, karaoke culture is really deep into our soul.
The karaoke culture.
Karaoke culture, yeah. Of course, it started in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's throughout the world, but. Karaoke. When we were in high school student or university mm-hmm. student, like when we talk about where we want to go after school,
yeah,
most people go to karaoke.
Yeah. Like everybody goes to karaoke
exactly.
in Japan
and sing all those songs and charts.
Yeah mm-hmm. It's one of the most major things to do.
Exactly. So what was your favorite song back then?
Favorite song that I sang?
Yeah.
Green Day or
some English song, right?
Yeah
me too.
Yeah.
Me too. But I used to sing Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton.
Yeah. And but those karaoke, especially me, like I can play guitar, so mm-hmm. I can always sing in my room. So
yeah,
I try to sing a song that I can't play in my guitar mm-hmm. when I go to karaoke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know those songs. So like I used to sing those songs from Mr. Komuro Tetsuya. Those electric dance tunes.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
a song from Globe.
Globe?
TRF.
Really? You used to sing that?
Yeah. They have really good songs like
yeah,
Feel Like Dance.
I can't believe that you could actually sing it.
Yeah, that's why I can sing this
Damn.
High note. Yeah. I could even sing the song from Kahara Tomomi, who is really, really high.
Really?
I'm proud. That's really high.
Well, okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, they got really good songs in 90s. Mm-hmm. And
I heard you singing Mr. Children though.
Yeah, Mr. Children and Glay and every song is from man. I mean, like everyone sings that.
Yeah, I used to sing Glay.
Yeah, Mira, I would really like to recommend some songs to Mira
mm-hmm.
to sing a song from the 70s or 80s.
Okay.
Like in Japan, like those songs in the chart is called pop music,
mm-hmm.
but we used to sing it like kayokyoku.
Yeah.
And kayokyoku is a little different from pop music.
No, it's like, yeah, it's different.
I don't know how to call it. It's got this very...
it's unique.
It's unique.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, man. Kayokoku is like, you can't translate it.
Yeah, I can't translate
it. It's not pop. It's a traditional Japanese pop,
maybe. It's got
these
traditional elements in it.
I mean, yeah.
Japan's traditional genre is called enka.
Mm-hmm.
And this kayokoku is a mixture of this enka and pop music.
Yeah.
So.
Ah.
Yeah, like a country music in US.
Okay,
maybe
yeah,
you can
yeah.
say that.
Yeah,
like,
you can say
yeah.
that.
So even though we're making this rock music and like electrical music,
mm-hmm.
if you're Japanese, you cannot forget about this kayokuk elements
right.
in the melody.
Right.
And you can't get out from this, you know, atmosphere, I guess.
Right. You can only pretend to.
Mm-hmm. So, but I like this kayokuku elements.
Yeah, me too.
Which is really... stuck inside my mind, my blood,
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
Just part of my life. Just part of my, like, you know, my body.
Yeah.
And I would really like to recommend this mm-hmm. kayokyoku mm-hmm. songs.
Like, what can you think of?
Maybe, like, you know, it's the very, very old school, like
mm-hmm.
Misora Hibari.
Okay.
Who's the divaest of the diva
yeah.
in Japan.
Yeah. She was like the first diva that
yeah.
Japan
yeah.
had made.
You should, maybe you can't sing her song because it's really hard, but you should listen to it.
Yeah.
So you can really touch the deep emotions of Japanese culture, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the soul,
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah.
listening to this Kyokoku is a really good start for you guys to touch the Japanese culture, maybe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah,
not
I think so too.
These songs, like the songs like in anime. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they have these elements, but this Kyokoku's got really big elements.
It's like the basic,
so,
right?
Exactly.
So Misora Hibari or maybe Yumin.
Yeah, Yumin's also good.
Yeah.
This is SBS Pop Asia's J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros.
So let's answer another question from the listeners. This one is from Shukume. Hello.
Hello.
I'm trying to redecorate my room. Any ideas for cool interior decoration without spending lots of money? I'm a student, so I can't buy anything expensive.
Mm.
Okay, do you?
Well, my advice, when you buy furniture, you should match the colors.
Okay, like, that's important.
Yeah, that's really important. And like if you have the black table, mm-hmm. maybe you should buy black cabinet mm-hmm. and black sofa.
Mm-hmm.
If you match all the colors mm-hmm. of the furniture you got,
yeah.
it won't be scattered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you have like red table mm-hmm. and yellow chair and like all the colors in your room, it would really like...
Yeah.
You can't sleep in that
right.
room, right?
So, it's going to be uncomfortable.
Exactly. So maybe it's really good to choose the basic color for your furniture, mm-hmm. like brown, mm-hmm. like, yeah, black.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come into my room, you find out all of my furniture and like even my plates mm-hmm. are black.
Oh, really? Even your plates?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
Room, exactly, in my room.
Well, if you're going to unmatch the colors, do it intentionally. Like,
Yeah. Exactly.
Plan it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just, you know.
And there's a very special culture mm-hmm. in Japan called Fusui.
Okay.
Yeah. If you like, maybe you know this kind of thing, but like if you like gather a thing mm-hmm. made of yellow color, you get a lot of money.
Right.
That's a really superstitious kind of thing.
Superstitions.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What color is your curtain?
Curtain is like my beige.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Beige. Mine's brown. Dark
really?
Brown.
Yeah, brown is also good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like brown and beige and those colors are like a color of the soil, right?
Yeah.
So you automatically, naturally feel that you're like living on earth or something.
Yeah.
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 So that's why it's really good to choose the brown.
Mm-hmm.
So Shukume, I would give a good advice to first choose the color which you can really feel relaxed with it. Maybe it's really good to like bring some plant. Like
plants?
Flower. Not flowers, but like plant.
Like cactus?
Yeah, cactus is good. But like maybe bonsai, like in Japanese culture.
Oh,
we got bonsai.
You're really introducing the culture of Japan.
Yeah, that's what we're doing, don't you think?
Wow. Great, man.
Yeah. So bonsai will also make you feel relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Not only relaxed, but like make your heart calm.
Yeah.
Everything. But it's really good. SBS Pop Asia, this is the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros.
Let's check out your tweets and email. Tell us what you want to hear on the program, too.
Okay, let's read the first one.
Okay.
This is from Jessica.
Hello, Jessica.
Hi, I love your radio show. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
I am applying to work in Japan so I can watch your live performances.
Great.
Also, the last movie I watched was I Am Legend in 2007.
Oh.
I'm hoping my next movie would be with Yohei sometime in the future. What are you talking about? Is she trying to watch a movie with me? Oh,
yeah,
that
I think
would
so.
Be nice. You will. You're going to get jealous to me or to her. And this is a message from Felix.
Hello.
Nice show. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And Danny Boy, SBS Pop Asia Alexandros is over too soon.
I think so too. Give us more time.
Well, Jessica, since your last movie you watched was I Am Legend, which is a kind of horror movie. Not horror, but it's kind of a scary movie for you.
Here, yeah, for me, yes.
For you, but it's not scary.
It's kind of creepy.
It's an action movie, but...
Any recommendations?
My recommendation is I watched a movie called I Am a Hero.
Oh, that's a Japanese movie,
Japanese
right?
Japanese zombie movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are lots of zombie movies around the world, but I think this is like the first famous zombie movie in Japan, so
okay.
I want her to try it.
All right.
Yeah. It was okay. SBS Pop Asia's J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros. And that's the end of the show for this week. You can listen again on podcast at sbs.com.au/popasia or download the Pop Asia app and get it there.
We'll be back next Tuesday at 9 p.m. for more adventures in J-Rock. Hope you can join us.
Cheers.
Bye.
This has been another SBS Pop Asia podcast. Download the free app for Android and iOS and tune in again.
Wherever you are. Non-stop, non-stop Asian podcast.